If I was diagnosed with something terminal, like if I knew I only had X amount of years to live or X amount of months or whatever, like what would I be doing right now? And I think that's like a healthy way to think about life sometimes.
There are some janitors out there that are so freaking happy every single day and they're the kindest humans. They do the shittiest job and they're so happy.
I think we're told like our purpose should be how we make money. Like that's the ultimate goal. If you really want to keep loving your passion and your purpose, not always the best idea to make it the way you make money. Our purpose has nothing to do with money.
The key thing that I would love everyone to remember is just like, we can figure anything out. Literally, you can figure anything out. There's so many proof points in our entire lifetime that you have figured it out before and you'll figure this out too.
The drive for achievement or money is not the same anymore. Like this more, more, more mentality that America has bred or the West has bred. I think people are burnt out, they're tired, and they're like, oh, what am I even doing all this for?
I think what we're all craving is the simplicity of life. I think we've made it so freaking complicated.
Welcome to the Fully Expressed podcast.
We're your hosts, Karenna
and Samantha.
And this is the show where we're inviting you into your fullest expression in life, love, and business.
Enjoy. Welcome back to Unstructured, where we get real raw and talk about all the things that are currently present for us or people in our lives. Today, we're talking about the topic of the pivot and the reevaluation of what is most important to us currently in our lives.
Mm-hmm. There's clearly this running theme where people are just reevaluating what I really want. I don't have to do things the same way that I've always done them. Is there another version of me that wants to come through, right? So like we're all pivoting and being more open to that. And I think you're seeing it everywhere. I mean, I'm seeing it all over the internet. Mm-hmm. I think people are just over doing it the way they've been doing it. Mm-hmm. They're desiring to either write like a completely new book or like start a new chapter. Like you can just feel that. And I've had multiple seasons of that, I think, in my life. Mm-hmm. And every single time, I think there's a part of me that doesn't know how to let go of the past or the current chapter, mm-hmm. or the current book that I've written. So, but then there's also like this like deep voice that's like, no, there's another way. And life just continues to show you like there's opportunity here too. You don't have to continue to do the things that you've been doing it the way that you have been doing them.
Yeah. How do you know? How have you known in your life when it's time to walk away from something? Like, how did you know it was time to not do one-on-one coaching anymore?
Oh, I mean, that was through experience. I mean, I realized, which was so hard. That was like the hardest, one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to do because I loved it. I loved being a part of someone's process. I loved seeing the result that someone would go through, like someone working with me for 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. Like it was just such a gift. Mm-hmm. Not just to see them through it. Like I felt it was also a deep responsibility that I held. Like, wow, this person gave me permission to be a part of their process. Wild. And yeah. Now I've seen them become who they wanted to become, or they're totally different or more trusting of themselves. But I knew when I asked myself the bigger question, like, is this sustainable? Is this going to meet my life in the same way? Like, mm-hmm. can I express these gifts in different ways? And I had to give myself the opportunity to think beyond it, had to look in this shape, for example. So like, that's when I opened myself up to like workshops and speaking and teaching and the podcast space. Cause I was like, maybe I don't need to be a part of someone's like internal process the whole time, but maybe I can still impact someone and inspire them in a much bigger way, even though I don't have the capacity to hold you on a one-on-one container, but I can inspire you to go find that with mm-hmm. the person that's meant to do that. So I don't know if I answered the question, but
yeah,
it was just like, knowing that one, this was not sustainable for me.
Yeah.
And then two, the way I wanted to live my life, it just wasn't going to, they weren't a match. Mm-hmm. And then three, like there did come up some frustration and bitterness. Mm-hmm. Like where I was like, all right, I'm so tired. Not like I'm so tired of these one-on-one calls, but like I would get off the call and be like, that was so great, but I'm clearly not expressing myself fully because there was like frustration or bitterness. Mm-hmm. And like in certain parts of the journey with the client. And that's not fair to the client.
Yeah, I relate to that. Even doing astrology readings, people would give me the best feedback, but I would leave feeling so drained and exhausted. And part of that was my fault for not setting harder boundaries on time. But also, I think I realized very quickly that one-on-one was not the way I wanted to share. And now, I mean, you know, I don't speak about astrology as much, but when I do, I do it because I want to share something with someone, not because I feel obligated because they paid me. And I feel you still give a lot of free coaching to people.
I do.
But from a place of joy and love and because you want to be there for them, mm-hmm. not because it feels obligatory.
Yeah. And to like pull the thread on that, I think there's like this unsaid thing in the personal development and like coaching world. It's like once you experience it, you want to teach it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, no. And so you think that you have to teach it. In order to teach it, you got to get paid to do it.
Yeah.
And because I remember when I hired my first life coach, I was like, oh my gosh, I want to do this for other people. How do I build a life coaching business? Like this has to be my full job. Like,
yeah.
And I think I had to let go of that. I don't know where that comes from. But it's because I think the thing that inspired me so much, I wanted to give to other people. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was the only way to do it. Like that was the mm-hmm. container to do it. Even I'm thinking about like Natalie, who's here, right? Like I needed to become a life coach. I needed to get that certification. It was more of a personal transformation for me. And I also think like I'm a beautiful teacher and I can see people so deeply, mm-hmm. but I don't have to drain myself doing that in order to make the money that I need to live in this world.
Yeah.
Like they don't have to be tied, I guess, mm-hmm. right? Like I can share these gifts, but I also don't need to get paid for it in that way.
I feel like that's such a huge realization or even topic. Like I have this discussion with so many people because I think we're told like our purpose should be how we make money. Like that's the ultimate goal, is if you figure out your purpose and make money off of that. And I think there's two things to that. Like one, for sure, your purpose, if you really want to keep loving your passion and your purpose, not always the best idea to make it the way you make money. But I also think like our purpose has nothing to do with money. And that's kind of what I feel like maybe you're speaking into, which is, you know, sharing your personal gifts and your wisdom is the purpose, not doing it in exchange for a monetary value. Mm-hmm. And I think when we see people, like that's obviously your gift, it's my gift, that feels purposeful. I don't need to be paid for that. Yeah. And I think I actually, tying it back into the topic of this conversation, think that's what a lot of people are coming to realize. Like they're realizing they're not maybe fully satisfied in what they're doing, but the drive, I mean, we had two guests say that today, like the drive for achievement or money is not the same anymore. Like this more, more, more mentality that America has bred or the West has bred, I think people are burnt out, they're tired, and they're like, oh, what am I even doing all this for? Like, and mm-hmm. I think that the economy being inflated and things costing more is playing a direct correlation to why everyone's feeling this way, because you're reaching for this attain, you know, this number in the sky, and maybe you get there and it's still not enough, mm-hmm. and it's never enough.
Yeah, I think to like, double down what you're saying. I think people are getting to this place where they just want to express themselves for their soul's desire, mm-hmm. not have to make money out of it. Mm-hmm. And we're all asking ourselves the bigger question of like, is money worth it? Not worth mm-hmm. it. It is worth it. But like, is the achievement or the success, does it have to be tied to my gifts, or can it be a lot easier and a lot simpler? Yeah. Or can I all of a sudden become a DJ tomorrow and be like, you yeah. know what? I'm good with whatever this DJing makes me.
Yeah.
Like maybe it's not going to make me the millions of dollars, but I want to express the DJing. Or mm-hmm. the other guest was saying like, I want to be paid to go to luxury hotels. Like maybe it's not going to be a lot, but I'll go in and tell you what you need and what you don't need. Like that sounds amazing. And yeah. I think we're starting to realize, like, I think what's flipping for me is like, how can I just be like, I think my purpose is living fully expressed as a human being, and I don't necessarily mm-hmm. have to be paid to do that.
Absolutely.
But that will naturally happen mm-hmm. because I'm choosing to express my soul's desires and my evolution and giving my soul a voice and through its creativity or through how I show up in relationship to other people. But it doesn't have to be the way that I get paid to do paid.
Yeah. And I think it puts so much pressure on yourself when you're trying to, I think that's why as someone who didn't grow up in the coaching world and really didn't know very much about it, I look at people that we know that are coaches and it, I mean, I could bless their hearts, like it's not for me, but I love that you did it. And I mean, you're incredible at sales and just you're also so wise and amazing. Like if I were to hire a coach, you would be the coach. But I do, it is interesting to watch the struggle that people go through to pursue that and the pressure they feel that that is what they are meant to do because their gifts are there. And it's so interesting because it's like, what if you just shared those gifts without the pressure of payment and the payment came a different way? Mm-hmm. And you actually end up, because then I think it comes back to like, well, what's the impact I'm making? Is the impact because I want to be paid for this, or is the impact because I want to support and help as many people as I possibly can? Mm-hmm. And if it becomes about the impact, then as you said, it could circle full circle, bring you back the money anyways, but also mm-hmm. maybe the way you make money is something totally different, but then you're actually making more of an impact all the time mm-hmm. in just the way you show up.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're pulling the layers between, like, there was like an era where you're like, you got to live your purpose. You got to find your purpose. You got to make money out of your purpose. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
nope, maybe not.
Do you though?
Yeah.
Like, do you like a job is a job. You know, and I think, I don't know, obviously I want to love the job that I decide to do and the way that I live it. But I think the way that the way that I live it matters so much than the job. Mm-hmm. Like, I think about, I've always said this, it makes me want to cry. Like, think about the janitor, mm-hmm. like a janitor. I'm like, there are some janitors out there that are so freaking happy every single day. And they're the kindest humans. They do the shittiest job. And they're so happy. Like, they express themselves kindly to the people that they run into. They're helping. They're a service. They're fully expressing themselves in their relationships. They feel confident in themselves. But they are doing janitor work.
I mean, my grandma was the lunch lady at a local elementary school, and everyone called her grandma. And every time I visited her, I just, like, loved seeing – I mean, because I loved her so much. She mm-hmm. raised me. And so every time I would see everyone else love her, I'm like, wow, my grandma's so amazing, you know? Mm-hmm. She wasn't making a lot, but she loved it. And she loved, like, she was always happy towards them. And, like, I think it's really asking ourselves, like, what is a value to us at this point? Mm-hmm. Like, what really matters?
I think we'll find so much happiness in just being true to ourselves, kind of like what Randy was talking about, like accessing that, like, inner freedom. Mm-hmm. Like, once you access that, then the rest of it doesn't really matter. But it also gives you permission. It's like also the through line to permission to do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of people are going to that wake up call of like, maybe I hustled for the last 6 years, but okay, that was 6 years. I'm good. Maybe I'm not meant to be hustling again in this way for 6 more years. Or maybe I'm meant to start a really simple coffee cart and it be like the simplest thing in the world where I know every single person, I'm just giving coffee. Mm-hmm. But is it going to be challenging? Of course.
Yeah.
But am I like teaching about manifestation or whatever and healing and talking healing? I was like, no, like the way I show up can be healing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I sometimes think about too how there's just so many people talking about the same things all the time. And do I want to be another person talking about the same thing all the time? Or do I want to show up with a different energy because I'm just living out like my perfect day or my perfect life that feels good for me, whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. And do I want to show up and teach in a different way, like teach through action or teach through experience or like, you know, to our gift, like allow people to be seen in the moment of where we're at, even if it's handing them a coffee or it's having a walk and having a conversation on a walk.
Mm-hmm. Like that. I think what we're all craving is the simplicity of life. I think we've made it so freaking complicated.
100%.
I don't know if it's just like our age, our era, like will our kids go through this in their journey, but I just think we set big goals and I think a lot of people have made those goals and they're also like, meh.
At what cost?
Like,
too,
is this worth like the next 10 years of my life? Like,
or not being with my kids or not something I loved that Christine said was, you know, she's not paying people to take her child. She's paying the people around her to help with the things that she doesn't want to do so she can be with her child. And I love that. And I think that's what, I mean, and that's a gift, like to be able to afford that. But I also think you can reevaluate and find that in other ways too, whether it's, you know, working less or going out on your own and doing something else or getting a job that's more flexible. And I think that's another thing a lot of people are reevaluating, like, well, where's my time spent? And I feel like because time is speeding up, I guess, literally, scientifically and metaphorically, you know, internally, it is like even more important now than ever. Where do I want my presence to be? Where do I want to put my energy and my time? Mm-hmm. What do I want my day-to-day to look like?
Yeah, it's so interesting. It's like we're paying attention to more of what's more important and valuable to us than anything else.
Yeah. I mean, just being in Europe for your wedding and then staying after and really seeing the simplicity that so many people live and are 100% just love their lives so much and feel so satisfied in their day to day was very eye-opening. I hadn't traveled internationally in a while and not to Europe since before COVID. And to see like the same, I mean, I remembered how it was, like it was very similar then too, but I think life felt slower anyways the last time I was there because we didn't have the technology we have and all the changes that have come from everything that has happened. I think it was a beautiful reminder, like, oh, I could bring this back. I could slow down. What am I pushing for? What am I like, do I need to be a 100 millionaire? Like, is that even important to me? And maybe it is important to some people and that's okay. But like that reevaluation is so powerful mm-hmm. and inspiring to maybe pivot and change and do something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think we're all feeling the whispers as to like, is there another way? But like in a different way. Like I think we've asked ourselves these questions before, like, oh, I don't have to live my life this way, or I shouldn't do what they should, the shoulds to success, you know, like I should this, I should that. I think we've like gone through that era where like, all right, well, there's no more shoulds. And now we're in this era of like, what really matters is what you're talking about. Like I think about a story. So our friend Mari, she hosts retreats in Lake Como, Italy, and they just hosted a retreat there, and Keisha came back with a bag and it was like a handmade bag by this woman, and I was like, oh my gosh, where can you find these? And then Keisha's like, Mari's like, no, like she only sells local and I just like had so much appreciation of that because I was like, wow, like what, there's one bag of every, like there's only one bag of that version of bag and she only sells local.
I love that.
And there's, I'm assuming, my assumption was, because I don't know her, but my assumption was that she has no desire to scale that. She could create a website, she could start selling outside of Italy but it's so simple for her to have a shop, people come in buy the bag that she created and then they leave. And I think she probably loves that because there's also simplicity in that. So I think people are also asking themselves the question of like, is it worth scaling this? Do I want to scale this? Do I want to live my life this way?
Yeah.
Especially people that have already done it. They're like, this is how it's always going to be. So I think we're just all reevaluating what really matters. And I think that's like the perfect time to pivot because something new is coming.
Yeah, 100%. And I think more women leaders, more, you know, heart-centered men who are leading. It doesn't feel that way in the moment maybe, but I think – I believe it is happening. It's just in small waves that are rippling out through communities and through things that are being cultivated. On one of our walks that we had – I forget who I was talking to, but – we were talking about coffee and just all these other jobs that people are coming up with, selling lemonade or selling, you know, pastries or doing a dog walk. You know, we had two little girls on our walk. I won't call them little. They were teens, but they're little to me, but teenagers that are doing a dog walking business. And they were so excited and they love it. And one of her comments was, it's crazy that before, you know, working at a coffee stand – oh, actually, it was Whitney. That's what's funny. It was my cousin Whitney, who owns two coffee stands. But she was saying that it's really crazy because when she lived in San Diego previously, she worked as a barista. And she felt at that time like she was less than. And she had all these clients and customers that would come that were very wealthy. And she worked in Del Mar, I believe. Del Mar, Encinitas, I can't remember. But, you know, she had all these clients coming in that had big power jobs. And she's like, oh, I'm just a barista. And now she owns two coffee stands and she does very well. And she said it's
very well,
very, very well. And it's ironic that, you know, she was saying it's come full circle. Like now it's cool to own a coffee shop or be a barista. Like people are, you know, now that's like what people want to leave their corporate jobs to do because they're so burnt out. And so, yeah, it was just a full circle moment of that is where people are at. They're just like, how do I actually want to spend my time? Maybe I just need a year or two to make coffee and relax and just be present with the people that come through. And that's enough for me.
Yeah. And there's also other simple businesses that are out there. The letter company, that letter where people are signing up. People are like writing handwritten letters. And it's like $11 memberships. And there's thousands of people on these memberships. And wow, how simple. Every year, every month, I have to write a letter. And then I send it out to my community of thousands. And it's that simple. Like, I think there was this era of thriving to be the lawyer, the doctor, the public or the successful tech person, and I want to be the CEO of this big company. And those companies are getting challenged harder than ever right now. I mean, I work for a tech company now. They're getting challenged in ways that they've never been challenged before. So like our entire world, kind of, I said this in my stories yesterday, I was like, we're just in such a world of change. Like something is changed, everything is changing. And we're all being stretched and expanded. But I think the bigger question that we're all asking ourselves because of the chaos is like, what matters?
Yeah. It's so interesting. I think back to, I don't know, like 2021 after I really got into astrology and I started looking forward, you know, and listening to other astrologers and, you know, a lot of them said like, this is going to be a very chaotic period. Like it just is this year, next year, last year. But then when you're in it, you're like, wow, it really is chaotic. And and I remember one of the astrologers I listened to specifically just saying like, if you're not good with change, this is going to be a very challenging time for you. If you're trying to hold on to the old way of doing things, it's not going to fare very well for you. And I think that's why we're seeing like mental health issues and all these things popping up because, you know, change isn't easy for everyone. But I think if you can, as so many of our guests speak to, like learn to allow your mind to just let go and trust that there is something greater for you, that there is something unfolding and we're in midair. We've jumped off the cliff. We're in midair and we're like, holy shit, am I going to hit the ground? Or is something going to catch me?
Am I landing?
Yeah. Or am I just floating forever? Like, are we ever landing? I don't know. Maybe an alien spaceship's coming up from the bottom and catching us. Just kidding. But yeah, I think that's a challenging place to be, but it feels like so many of us are in that place and we're just waiting for that answer of like, what is it? What is the thing that's going to be the next evolution or the next step?
Makes me think of like, if you are falling, you're just free falling. Like maybe you got fired from your job or maybe your job went down or like you're just like internally free falling and you're feeling the pivot and you're like, don't know what's next. I think that's the other thing that's like a weird gap to be in is like the, I have nothing to hold on to. I can't envision a new reality yet. Like I can't grasp it. It's almost like, you know, something's coming, but that hasn't come yet. Like I think the key thing that I would love everyone to remember and even us as we navigate that is just like we can figure anything out. I mean, this goes back to the episode that just came out this week, but like we can literally, you can figure anything out. There's so many proof points in our entire lifetime that you have figured it out before and you'll figure this out too.
Yeah, Marie Forleo, who's a coach or a business leadership, she wrote a whole book called Everything is Figureoutable. And it's so true. I think it's just hard in the unknown because we want to control the outcome and we have no control. We have an illusion of no control. And we just have to surrender. And that's the hardest thing, to surrender when you're floating midair, falling.
Through the clouds, no parachute. But God had that plan. And that divine timing.
I mean, we all jumped. I think we all chose to come here at this time for some reason. And it's happening. This is it. This is the big show. And so I think, you know, my encouragement is like, look at it with exciting, fresh eyes. Like we're entering a whole new way of being, a whole new world. And I don't think it, you know, I guess because we have such strong faith, like I have faith it's going to be incredible on the other side, you know.
Yeah, and I'm just so excited. Maybe we're all just looking for more simplicity. Maybe life is going to get so much more simpler. I feel like, especially these last 2 years, just like politically and human race-wise, like everything has just gotten so complex and we've made everything such a big deal.
And so black and white. So like
it's black and white,
them but,
and but also like with so many layers of complexity.
Yeah.
Like we went through, I don't even want to bring up politics entirely, but like we created a lot of additional layers. And I like asked myself the question, like, was that necessary?
Facts.
And maybe this is just a way to like let go of the layers that we created for ourselves. And we're just like, I don't need 20 coats on.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
You can see me.
It's 75 outside.
I'm good. Like I don't need 20 coats of layers to keep me hot. Like no.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe it's just a matter of us like all really wanting just to simplify our lives and again realize what's important.
It does remind me, I feel like I mentioned this once on a previous episode, but there's this Native American prophecy that we have forgotten, we've fallen so far, we've forgotten what life is really about, which is the simplicity, and that life will get so chaotic, it will get so layered and complicated that we will be forced back into remembering who we are. And that's what it feels like. It just feels like the world had to get so raw, real, insane, chaotic that we have to be like, well, the only option is simplicity. Like we, or you fall into the chaos. But I mean, really in the deep heart of ourselves, like so I would argue the majority of us want the same things. That we want a family, or we want to feel seen, we want to feel heard, we want to feel supported, and we want to be able to survive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's me. Yeah, go ahead.
No.
I was going to say, like, I feel that deeply, even in my relationships. Like, I'm just craving to be around simple. Mm-hmm. Friendships that are easy.
Yeah, it's so true. It doesn't need to be complicated.
It doesn't have to be too complicated. Yeah. We have to make a whole thing about it.
Yeah.
Even, like, the work and the clients that we attract. Like, I'm not here to convince anyone anything. I'm like, it gets to be so simple. Like, either you're in or you're out.
Yeah,
you want it or you don't. I love you either way. Like, there's no judgment. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's just everything is just so more simple. It's a no, and I have nothing else to say about that. Or, like,
yeah,
it's a yes, and great. Yeah. You know? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
You're like, almost like I want to stop asking the question, like, how do you feel about that? Because we went through this era of how do you feel about that? Like, tell me about everything. And you're like, I'm just talking to, like, using that as an example. I feel like we've done that so much in our world where we just made everything such a big, we've just gassed it up so much. It's like, is it really worth it?
I know. I mean, I couldn't even write a birthday card lately. So, like, is that even necessary?
Yeah.
It's a tree. I don't know. Like, you just know how I feel. I show up for you. Is that enough? Like, I can't even write the words on a card at this point. Just, here's a voice note.
Yeah. And, like, I also, like, to that extent, like, I also deeply appreciate the people that can express themselves so fully, but with unattachment, I guess is what I'm also saying. Like, there's not, like, this, I have to perform or I have to be this way, or it's just like, this is what it is, and this is how I see you. And yeah, I love you fully, and I will be in your life, and we're going to keep it simple, and I'll be expressive about how I see you, but, like, damn, we don't have to make it this whole big deal.
Yeah. I also think I've been really sitting with, oh, if this feeling keeps coming up towards something, let me address it instead of just not saying anything. Or, and also being in relationships where you can, and then being like, okay, I let it go. Great. I have an answer. Maybe it's not what I wanted. Maybe it is what I wanted, but now I feel good and I can move on. Not like, let's harp on it for 5 years back and forth and hold and harbor resentment. I think, yeah, we're just, like, over it.
Yeah. Maybe there's a sense of over. I also wonder how, like, CEOs are feeling, or, like, the founder of, like, a $1 million company, where they're like, I'm just over it. You know, like, it could be that simple. Like, what if they're like,
I guess it depends on the CEO. I feel like some of them don't do a whole lot anyways.
True.
True. But yes, you're right. I mean, yeah. Yeah. Do you want to hold all that weight, though? All that energy? Mm-hmm. I think no. I think a lot of people don't.
No. I think maybe this is me talking out loud. It's like, maybe we had to go through that just to create the expansion of the weight. Like, we need to know what weight felt like so that we can really feel free. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's what we've done collectively. We've all just experienced so much weight where it's like now the opportunity just to feel free. And it's like, I've expanded. Now there's so much room to play. What the fuck do I do? You know? Yeah. And
I feel like mental and spiritual freedom is the only freedom, really, in reality. I mean, I would say they're almost the same, because if you're mentally free, usually it's because you have a spiritual understanding of the universe. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we're at the point where that, yes, we would all love financial freedom, but I think we're also realizing that's an illusion. And so what is it actually we want? Like, freedom of detachment, like you're saying, a healthy detachment of all things, but from a place of being so centered in our hearts that we're like, okay, whatever comes, here we go. Mm-hmm. We're going to make it through. We're going to be fine. We're going to adapt. We're going to adjust.
I think that's going to be the through line to more money anyways.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the part that I think is such a funny conundrum. It's like, we're all putting so much pressure. We have, or there's been parts of us that have, or we've been on the journey or the era of putting so much pressure to make money, to scale it, to, for it to be this, like, machine. And now we're like, does it really matter? And then watch, you'll make money easier than you ever have.
I mean, I think the woman who, it makes me think of the woman that did the Yap challenge that made $1 million. And everyone's like, oh my gosh. And truly, I think it's just because there was the most powerful, it's like every guest we've had on says it's all mindset. And I think you're just unraveling every belief we've ever had around how something should be done. And the more, especially as women, we tap back into ourselves, we realize there is no one way for anything. And maybe the overload of information around health and wellness and business, and this is what you should and shouldn't do, we're all just like, well, fuck it all. Let's just figure out what's right for me. And it's what she did.
That's exactly
what she did. And she killed it. She went against all the things that people said you should or shouldn't do.
Yeah. And her journey is a great example. So she was an emotional eating disorder coach. Mm-hmm. She was in the wellness space. She's like, I don't want to do this anymore. I got to pivot. And so she started showing up on Instagram, just literally giving people insight into her pivot. And she's like, look, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to do something a little bit less. I don't know how I'm going to make money, but I'm going to give you light into my side hustles. And so she basically literally was like flipping furniture. She was doing every single side hustle possible. And like, she just shared the journey.
Yeah.
And she got so good at yapping that she was like, I think I could teach everyone how to yap. And it was simple. And that's what she did. Yeah. But also what's been so cool about the Yap Challenge in general, what it's doing is just giving people permission to express themselves in the pivot or express to yap about it, to tell people about the story. And I think life is getting so much more simple. Like versus in business, you've been taught, talk about this niche, talk about this. This is all you do. And she's like, no, you're more human than that. Give them light into the humanness of you.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's blown up twice. I mean, she made another million her second launch.
Did she?
In 70 minutes.
That's incredible. Wow.
In seven minutes. And I don't know how much she's going to do it again. And she's been on the news all of a sudden. Like, but I think her journey, not knowing her, it'd be, Jesse, if you watch this, would love to have you on the show.
Yeah.
It'd be so cool to get insight into like what her challenges were or like what she navigated in order to give herself permission to pivot and then also allow herself to be seen in her messy pivot. And I think a lot of people don't feel comfortable in showing the messiness. They like keep that internally or they're just like,
yeah,
I don't know. This hasn't been feeling right anymore. And like they don't talk about it. But I think it's so wild. Our world wants to hear it because everyone's feeling it.
Yeah.
Everyone is relating. Right now. Yeah. Everyone is relating to that because we're all asking ourselves the bigger the question, like, how can I make money? What does it look like? Can it be super simple?
And our egos are so attached to the outcome. Like when we've done something for so long, it's hard to be to really admit to ourselves, you know what, this is not in alignment anymore. Even though, and you could even be successful. Maybe it's not even about the money. It's just like, this is not feeding my soul anymore. That's hard to walk, you know, difficult to walk away from at times when you're like, well, it's working and it's flowing, but I don't feel good inside. I feel like it's done, you know? And I think that that's also such a gift to be able to sit in that and be like, I'm going to move anyways. I'm going to change anyways. I'm going to flip my life upside down.
Totally. But what a gift that we can.
I know.
I think that's where we like forget. I was like, we have such a beautiful choice that we can choose to do that.
Yeah.
And naturally our human beings, our humanness has always said, I don't want my life to be flipped upside down. What do you mean? Yeah. You want me to like break everything that just built? And like, yeah, what a gift that you can actually do that.
Yeah.
And I think more people are realizing that they can.
Yeah. Yeah. You have full permission. I think it's – I think about actually when I would relate it to when you first turn like 18 or 19 or maybe 20, 21, whenever you left the house, if you went to college especially, you're in the dorms, you're like sitting there. And I just remember that feeling of like, wow, I'm on my own. Like I'm an adult. I could go drink all night if I want. I could go stay out. I could drive to North Carolina or whatever. I had all this freedom in my mind of what was possible for me. And you're like, and you're in that weird transition from being in high school and you're in this routine and now you're responsible for showing up to your classes on time or showing up to your job on time. And I feel like it's almost like that's happening again. Like we have this freedom inside of us and we're like, oh, I'm an adult. What does that mean? How do I want to show up?
What do you want to be when you're older?
Yeah. What do I want to be when I'm older? I don't know. I'm still figuring out.
Asking ourselves the questions at like 30 or 40 years old and everyone asks you that when you were 12.
Yeah. I'm like, can you actually ask me in 15 years? Then maybe I'll know.
Yeah, maybe I'll ask myself that again.
Yeah. And I think giving yourself that permission is so powerful because then you realize like age is truly in a way a spell because we tell ourselves we should be somewhere when we're this age. We should have this. We should have the kids, the family, the millions, the whatever. And when we give ourselves permission to just be or to reinvent ourselves or to start over again, there's so much freedom and opportunity in that and wonder and excitement and joy and fear. And anxiety and all the things, all of it.
It's cool.
Yeah, the whole spectrum.
But yeah, I think like, I mean, I don't have anything else really to say other than like, you're in the pivot, great.
Yeah, embrace it.
Embrace it and also share about it, like talk about it, embrace it. Cause I think more, I promise you, I think there's more people in your friend group that are feeling the same way.
Yeah.
Especially if you surround yourself with people that are evolving and growing and craving to do something different. Like you're not the only one. Yeah. And I hope you realize that we think about that all the time.
Yeah. Another thing I've been thinking of, I don't know why, I think because it's been coming across in circles in my life of like someone just told me that someone they knew died of breast cancer at 30 something. And, you know, a friend of ours, their dad has a glioblastoma. And it really makes me think like if I was diagnosed with something terminal, like if I knew I only had X amount of years to live or X amount of months or whatever, like what would I be doing right now? Would it be this? Maybe. would it not? Would I change something? Would I want to do something else? Is there something I haven't expressed? And I think that's like a healthy way to think about life sometimes, because we don't know, like, would I leave feeling like, yeah, I fully expressed all the parts of myself that I want to, or am I still holding back? Or am I doing something I don't really want to do?
Facts.
Yeah. So good luck to you all. No, I'm just kidding.
Ride this wave. I promise you, you're going to fall. There's going to be a landing.
Yeah. You know? 100%.
Like, there's.
It goes back to our last episode, just about being in gratitude and presence and realizing that's all we have anyways.
Mm-hmm. Have the faith that this is working for you. Like, that's like the biggest thing. Like, there wouldn't be a reason why you're not asking yourself this for a reason.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. Well, anyways.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you on the next one.
See ya. We hope you loved today's episode and that it sparked something in yourself on your journey to becoming more fully expressed.
Don't forget to check the show notes for all the details and resources from today's conversation. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review.
We'd love to hear your thoughts and takeaways, as it really helps us to create better content that actually serves you.
This week, we invite you to show up even more as you. More honest, more real, more expressive in your life and business. And we'll see you on the next one.